Somebody said the last podcast, me and my brother were the most distinguishable between each other. I don't know what I did differently, but either I hear, you don't talk much, but then you come in with witty things, or I hear, I can't tell the difference between you or your brother.
Well, then you go, I can't tell the difference between your face and your butt.
Yeah, burn.
Yeah, suck on that.
Welcome to the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Bar, episode 43, Craft Beer Podcast. I'm Mikey.
I am Nikki.
I'm Maddie.
Yay. We're all here to hang out and talk about craft beer for a little while. We don't have a guest on this episode, but
it's all right. Podcast ghost.
We like to just change it up. Guest, no guest.
I don't know. Tonight was a good night. We did have CD player and random, and there was quite some good music.
Oh, man. So. Our pre-podcasting music, a lot of Alice in Chains and Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. Chains, not change. Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains, the cover band.
Yeah. Oh, there has to be an Alice in Chains tribute band called Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains.
There has to be.
Damn it.
Oh, please. If there isn't, we're starting it.
Google, don't let me down.
Who wants to be Lane?
You mean Lane Staley? I think you win.
Yes.
Mikey wins.
You should be Kurt Staley.
Kurt Staley? Hi, I'm Kurt Staley.
Yes, the ever more popular younger brother of Lane Staley.
I don't like drugs. I'm the opposite of
when
my brother.
I'm allowed.
All right, pre-drinking. Before we started, we did a lot of pre-drinking on this one because the Bearded Brewer. I swear I'm not drunk. I cannot speak tonight. He brought over a magic secret bag of goodies because he lifted over here. He got a lift.
Yes.
Over here.
Yeah, I got a lift, bro.
A lift.
Rather than biking over, he got a lift. Yes. So he was able to bring more beer, I guess. Is what that meant.
My satchel was quite heavy. And
his beer satchel.
I would have been making right turns consistently if I tried to bike
too
over here.
Heavy.
Lean to the other side, please. So does Fresno Lift have a different color mustache?
No.
Please say yes.
No.
Please say it does.
Please say it.
It's definitely a more laid back than Uber.
Mm.
They don't give you quotes for how much your ride is going to cost. They don't really break down how much the ride charges per... Oh, my
ooh,
God.
A little more thrill in your cab ride.
Yeah. And so it's still new. I'm pretty sure they'll work out the bugs, but I had no issues getting here. I'm alive.
So is it really a guy using his own car?
Yes.
Oh, look at that color.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, we started out with the Mammoth, or no, I'm sorry. First one, we started off with Founders Breakfast Stout.
Never heard of them.
No one's ever heard of that one.
Nope.
We're the first one.
Probably the Founders' most famous beer, probably the most famous breakfast stout there is. How did you acquire a Founders Breakfast Stout in Fresno?
Well, there's a lovely fellow by the name of John and his other half, Lindsay. They show up at the Tioga Tasting Garden quite often. And they happen to go, oh, you guys, I can't say what other beer they brought, but they specifically donated a beer to us because we talked about it. And they're all, oh, you haven't tried that? I have an extra one at home. And I was like, cool.
Ooh, wait a minute. These people must be wealthy beyond...
They're wealthy. Oh.
Beyond ever imaginable.
Rich Fresno developers or something?
So, this extra beer they speak of?
So, had an extra beer at home, and they brought it down. He's like, yeah, so I brought that beer that we talked about, but I had a Founders laying around, so I went ahead and threw one of those in, too.
Laying around.
Yeah. I think it might have been, like, father-in-law that, like, shipped some beer. So, it was something.
They got a good
okay.
hookup
somehow. Something on the cash.
Nice. Yeah. They got an Eastern hookup.
Yeah, that's awesome, though. Cheers for them.
Yeah.
Cheers to them for sharing.
That was
us.
Apparently the first time I've had it. I seemed like I thought we had it before, but I guess we didn't.
Yeah, when
Did we?
Senior yeah. Fox was an
yeah,
East Coaster.
Yeah, he did send us
he
one.
He did send
All
us
right.
one.
Then yeah. that's where I had it.
So it's been a long while.
It's been a while.
I know Diego.
It's a good breakfast stout. Damn good. Yeah.
It's okay.
I think I would have, I mean, I know local bias, but I would go with Tioga's.
Yeah. As would I.
Something to do a heads up challenge.
Yeah, the rush hour. Going to go rush hour over breakfast stout.
The founder one to me
it's great though.
Was good, but. I dig more of the coffee taste than the chocolate taste, so that's why I'm going.
Definitely,
with rush
coffee
hour.
Was downplayed on the founders. But.
Sorry,
but damn
this
good.
This new beer, which we'll talk about in a minute.
We gotta hurry up and get to that
we
one.
We gotta hurry up.
Oh, then we had a Sierra Nevada, the Abbey Saison Ovila, Belgian style Abbey Saison.
That one was really mellow.
Brewed with mandarin oranges and peppercorn.
Yeah, it was very mellow.
Where did that one come from? How'd you get that one?
That was an Oscar from Peeves Public House.
Hey, Peeves. On the Fulton Mall.
Oh, you mean the street?
No, it's a mall. Oh. Fulton Mall.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. And then a kind of sort of local, but as a crow flies... Jesus!
Oh, my God.
Cannot talk. Flies local brewer Mammoth Brewing Company, their double nut brown porter. That was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
And I think we successfully, for grabbing bottles without looking, allegedly, we did a successful job of putting these in order.
Yeah. The way you'd want to do it.
Especially for what comes next.
So now... Let's go around the table. I don't have one here.
Oh, you don't have one of these?
No.
No?
So the last beer in the four
To catch
bottles,
up what we've been drinking.
So all of these were in the same bag, and
same
Matt
bag,
made
the
us bearded blindly brewer. Pull.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no predetermined order, and this could not have worked out better, because if we'd started with this would have kicked our palates, arse, right out to the curb.
And what it is... The New Belgium, Colorado Brewer, New Belgium, 2014 La Folie Sour Brown.
It is.
There should be applause after that. Please insert applause here. Laugh track.
The lips of facers, of course. And it's 7% sour brown.
So there's usually a 3 or 4 pack of. Sour-esque beers that come out per year through New Belgium, and La Torrière is one of them, which we have had that, and then La Folie is the second one. There's two more, but they're not as sour, but the La Folie is one that I anticipate every year.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Just had my first taste.
It puckers your butt cheeks
a
little bit.
That is sour. Mm. Holy crap.
Yeah.
That is the sourest beer I've ever had right there.
This one is hot this year. I don't
know. Because whenever I have a sour, I'm like, I guess it's sour, but this is definitively sour.
This should probably have drank in 9 months from now, because this one's...
It needs some aging?
Yeah. It's ripe.
Wow.
It is very
ripe.
It's
fun. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun, guys.
This is fun.
This is fun to drink, guys.
This is like totally tubular.
This is like the bee's knees.
Wow.
This is much more red this
it's
year
like,
than I
it's
remember.
Like, you know, it's like having those sour balls, like, you know, it's going to be really sour, and you're just like, it's a challenge. You're like, I can do it.
I can do it. Like, how many warheads can you fit in your mouth at one time?
And that's the thing I like about these beers is some of them, they get like tart, so they're not like so much. But this is, like you got sour Skittles or sour gummy worms, and you get that initial sourness. It's like, makes the corner of your jaws click or something.
This is the color of Marvel Mystery Oil. That's what my reference is for today.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, it is
this
a really cool color.
This is red. Not dark at all. It's very clear. Very clear.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to be buying at least 12 more bottles of this.
Interesting-ass beer.
There's a healthy investment.
Yep.
Where are we going to be able to get this locally?
Oh, it'll be everywhere. Michelangelo's, Peeves, Fort, Doss, Spoke. It'll be at all the heavy hitters. Probably Elite.
All the hot shots. Local hot shots.
Bet you Fig Tree will get it eventually.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
There's faith in his favorite.
No, I know. Beer retailer. He could.
No, he does. It just might be a month.
Yeah, he'll be a little bit behind, but he
always is fighting for shelf space, so it'll probably end up in like the wine section. Yeah. And we just won't notice it.
Damn it!
Well, he has
checking the wine section.
A little tip: he has a little section back in the hallway, a little bit on the bottom shelf, where he keeps stuff that he doesn't have a spot for yet, but he'll put them down in there. Damn it. And you can look down in there.
Yeah, thanks. When Hoptimum first came to town last year, that's where it ended up. It was like, what's this over here? I'll take that.
It's like a semi-hidden spot there. Mm-hmm. A little tip for you locals. Okay, make sure to check that next to last door back in the little hallway there at Fig Tree Liquor on the very bottom. He keeps a couple little overflow things that he doesn't have a spot for.
Is that like the red door section of the video store?
A little bit.
Okay.
Even Nick's learning something here in the perfect pour.
I learned something.
So we're here. We're caught up with what we've been drinking currently.
Ooh. A little warm in Fresno, so these are going down quick.
Yeah. I was at Red Robin.
Oh, Lord.
Not normally thought of a craft beer spot.
I'm sorry.
But Robin. I have a child. Yeah. And people that have childs go to Red Robin because it's just a place to go to.
I've eaten a fair amount of barbecue chicken wraps there.
They have good burgers, though.
The last draw for me was they didn't bring out any fries with the meal.
Oh, you know what? When we went, they have their little tin can things now, and there was barely any fries in it. Yeah. I was like, really?
So imagine ours with
But I think they're supposed
no
to be bottomless.
They are, which is not
but,
the problem.
But it's like... But then
Your
why you bring out
some,
like, do I really have to make you go get more fries? Like,
I have to make you bring the big red basket that you used to bring anyway.
But bottomless garlic fries, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Right. But the reason I bring them up on the Perfect Pour is, in their menu now, they have this little insert, like, craft beer.
Ah.
And they have, it's laminated and it's got pictures of labels of different craft brewers. It's got a Legion in there.
Ooh.
And, you know, Stone and...
Really?
And
Legion.
Firestone.
Washington.
Yeah. I always say a Legion, but is that the right pronunciation?
No, you're saying it right, but I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Here? And
that's why I was like, whoa, holy crap. And Legion, I'm like, oh, I got to have some of that. And it just says, it doesn't list exactly, but it just says, you know, ask your server. To see what locals are like, I'm not going to ask her. She's not going to know. So I went.
You're going to get the check and delay your order another.
So I physically got up and went to the bar. I was like, oh, I'm going to check out their taps. All there was Firestone's, their golden ale.
The
805. Oh, that was the craftiest thing there was on the tap. Like, okay.
You got hosed.
Yeah. So I guess if you're in the Red Robin in Seattle, maybe you're going to get a Legion.
So this is just a nationwide flyer they sent out.
I guess.
Damn.
So I was bummed.
Did they at least have pale ale?
I think they did have Firestone Pale, I think. No. It was Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
It was Sierra Nevada and 805.
Please tell me they had Rebel IPA.
Yeah, sorry, they didn't have. But they did have, of course, they had Boston Lager.
See, a lot of people confuse premium or crafts for those three beers you mentioned. So.
Premium, yeah. That's one that gets tossed around to the generic restaurant chains, our premium selection.
Premium draft.
Or a lot of times it'll be the imports and there'll be Firestone on there. Somehow the craft beer, American craft beer, gets put into the import section.
That used to happen all the time, yeah.
Imported from an hour away.
Sierra Nevada pale ale imported
from out of the next county over.
Isn't that from Nevada? Yeah, that's far away.
Yeah, that sounds pretty far. But yeah, so never mind. Check your local Red Robin for their beer list.
Damn it. You got me all excited.
Yeah.
And you severely let me down.
Producer Becky is part of Rogue Nation now.
Oh, really? How yes. does this happen?
The Oregon Brewer Rogue. You can be like part of their Rogue Nation, and she just saw it online and just did it for the hell of it. You get a card sent to you with your picture, like a driver's license e-card. And it's essentially a discount card, so you go to any Rogue places or some restaurants in Portland and stuff, and you can get a discount with it. But they make you take a pledge online. Like, they show a video and with a guy, a Rogue guy, and you got to, like, join him and, you know, put your hand up and do this Rogue pledge. And, you know, and then they send you the Rogue badge. So, you know.
If, like a live pledge, like you're Skyping him?
I know. It's not it's like. Like a YouTube video. Yeah, right. And they're just. Honor system, bro.
That is more beer cred than I have. I've got Cicerone.
See, producer Becky's part of the Rogue Nation.
Rogue?
Cicerone, yeah. Oh, that's great. Are you part of the Rogue Nation? No.
I would show that at every store I go to.
Yeah, just show the badge.
It's cool.
Hey.
I'm all right. You just take a couple rogues out. Yeah. Just a little quality control. I'll be back.
Yeah. I'm with Rogue.
I'm with Rogue.
Please send them the bill. Yes. Bill them for this.
Have you guys seen what's going around right now? Probably because it's getting warm and stuff. Beer, these craft beer cocktails, the cocktails with beer in them and stuff.
Yeah, there was from your favorite website of all time, BuzzFeed.
Oh, BuzzFeed had one?
They had one.
Oh, no, like a top 10 beer cocktails.
Yes, top 10 beer cocktails.
I have not had one, so I can't really criticize it, but it sounds terrible.
The closest thing I've had to a beer cocktail was a Bloody Mary with a splash of stout in it.
That sounds good.
That was very good. But it
sounds
was more,
like what you're supposed
that
to
was
do.
Still more Bloody Mary than stout.
Right.
It wasn't like a stout with a splash of tomato juice, you know. It was the complete other way around.
Right.
So I think that's my extent of
Have you had one of these, Bearded Brewer?
Probably none of them that are listed on the website, but I do have a friend that likes to drink rather light and or not crafty beer, and he is the kind of guy that would drive a big yellow,
Humvee?
A big yellow, like, Earth Mover construction vehicle, and... he brought us a cocktail. He cracked open his silver can, your silver bullet, if you will, and he had some.
Wow.
From fresh, not in concentrate juice. No. It was simple orange juice and like a Coors Light, and it was a beer mosa.
Okay.
And it was actually delectable.
That sounds better than a Coors Light.
Yes.
I think when you're talking about bad macro beer. Like, all right, what the hell? Pour some shit in it.
Yes,
now I'm interested. When we're talking about craft beer cocktails, I'm like, I don't get it.
It just
sounds bad.
Sounds
like a waste of good beer.
Beer cocktails. I mean, granted, they were macro beers and whatnot, but my philosophy will always be if you have to add something to make it delectable, it's not a good product.
Right. Like, craft beer is made to be drank like it was produced.
Open bottle and enjoy.
You're not supposed to do shit with it.
We shouldn't have to put salt and lime on the rim of this lawfully.
Like, now it tastes good.
Specifically, ask for no salt.
No salt. No salt.
No salt.
Nice pull, Nick.
So, yeah, that is happening, though. But I think you're right. Because every beer on that list was a macro beer, you know, totally.
Oh.
Nothing was totally craft. It was all just like.
But I've been seeing people in the craft beer thing making those.
Damn it. Like, which, more than beer floats, like actual cocktails.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I guess it's something different, but I don't know. Doesn't sound good to me. I don't like cocktails in general, so.
Yeah.
So much, so.
Yeah, it depends. I do like ice with my whiskey. That's kind of a cocktail.
I don't know if that qualifies. Not what I'm talking about.
Splash of ice, please.
On the rocks.
I do like
shaking. No,
I do like cooking with beer. That's a good one. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
But that's not the subject we're talking about.
Oh, damn it.
Because I have to have meat.
meat.
And then if you can find a way to get beer infused with that meat, then all right, I'm listening. Mm-hmm. But since I don't have to have a cocktail.
Since we're getting off track.
All right.
Mount Whitney and crab legs.
You tried that, huh?
You steam them in the Mount Whitney.
Mm-hmm. Pairing. Oh, you put the...
You use the Mount Whitney as your boiling water and you steam the crab legs in the Mount Whitney.
You like the whole thing is Mount Whitney or are you mixed in with water?
Maybe 3-1 Whitney to water.
3 Whitneys to 1 water?
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to save some for yourself.
Yeah,
one for me, 3 for Boyle.
Another good one I know people do is the Joaquin Marietta, the chili pepper beer. Marinate a tri-tip in that overnight.
Oh,
so you
nice. I'm gonna try that. So what's what's the result of that?
You get it says if you did like a ground coarse pepper rub, it would be a pepper tri-tip. Huh. It has a good.
Wow, doesn't get more Fresno than that. Marinate a tri-tip, Fresno's national official meat of Fresno, with a chili pepper, Luke Tioga's chili pepper beer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you're eating Fresno right there.
Yeah, you're harvesting the ground.
Yeah, throw some figs and walnuts and pistachios, and you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Raisins.
Only thing you could do more than that is go to Walmart and
hang out.
Yeah, hit a Starbucks.
Walmart and a Starbucks, and you'd be good.
What would that be like if you fig rubbed a tri-tip and then soaked it in some chili pepper beer?
Do it.
All right.
And report back.
Let us know. It's time for voicemails.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
The voicemail streak is still in place.
Yay. We have voicemails.
We are still streaking.
Don't take that out. Florida. I go to Florida State University in Tallahassee. And it's, local brewing is becoming kind of a big thing, craft brewery and everything. And I started getting into local beers and craft beers, stuff like that. And I was trying to realize after being, like, about, I don't know, 55 or 60 different IPAs in, that I don't really have the grounds to make decisions on what kind of beers are good or bad or stuff like that. So I wanted to know from you, how many beers it takes to really get to the point where you can say, oh, this is a good Bock or, oh, this is a good, Dunkel, whatever, and stuff like that. I just want to know at what point can I say to myself, all right, I know what I'm talking about. I can definitely talk about this type of beer. All right. By the way, great voicemail, and look forward to hearing your podcast, guys. Cheers.
Thank you. I think it was Nick. I think he said Nick.
Oh, yes.
From Florida. From Florida. But so that's our first one outside of the valley, our first voicemail outside of the valley.
Wow.
All the way across the country. I think that's our first outside of the Central Valley.
Yeah. Oh, I was trying to
certainly
think
outside of California.
Our trucker went. He was up in Oregon, but
he's from Visalia.
Okay. So we're
the craft trucker, you mean?
The craft trucker.
So from Florida.
We got a Florida voicemail right here.
Did I hear him say at the end of the voicemail, did he say good voicemail, good podcast? Did he call his own voicemail?
I think he probably just
said,
I think he just meant to say good podcast.
Okay.
But
he is calling.
Transposed the word.
I don't know him, so I can't.
We never do that.
Yeah. I've only done it 20 times in the past 10 minutes.
So how many beers do you have to call something a good
beer? Essentially that's a good call. Good question. How many before you can start saying, okay, yeah.
Well, I know
what I'm talking about now.
I know in beer judging, they do give specific notes, and they do require specific notes to say if a beer meets certain standards and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there is an algorithm that you can learn and pick up flavors and do stuff like that. But as far as, the average person, I think as long as it's drinkable, it can kind of just qualify as a good beer, but it might not be something you prefer. It's just, if you have a beer and it just tastes bad, it's just bad.
I wouldn't think there's a specific number. Like, all right, I've had 20 IPAs. Now I know what IPAs are all about. But I think.
Even if Untappd says so.
Yeah. If Untappd is giving you the proper badging,
then
you can know. I think you just kind of just know. Well, the thing is, you can You think, you know, after a while, you think, all right, now I know what I'm talking about. And then you run into somebody who really knows what they're talking about. And you're like, I don't know anything about beer now. That guy knows way more than me. And so it's hard to say. I think if you've gone through like a good handful of what the craft beer geek community thinks is the best, if you've had a decent amount of those, and I think then maybe you're starting to get a handle on it. Like, you got to try what's the best in this style,
in that category,
and then you can start getting a,
and then compare it to like number two,
yeah,
and go from there.
That's what in my head. That's what
I was thinking 100, but then when I got to 100, when I got to 200, I would think 100 was not nearly enough. So I don't think it's an ever. Well, that's what I don't think there is a point.
Other doors keep opening up. Yeah, you're just like, all right, well, I've figured it out now, and then somebody comes along and says, no, you haven't figured anything out.
Yeah, because now I'm at 500, and I still think there's guys at 1,000.
Right.
You know?
There's a big algorithm to it. It is dependent upon your own will and your environment. Like, I know, Mikey, yourself, you have not necessarily liked the same styles as me as the brother, but I know there was a point after so many times we've had, say, a sour, that you've actually bought one.
Right.
For the podcast.
Yeah.
Because we liked it, and you found out it mm-hmm. wasn't shoe polish. You know?
Yeah.
So I guess there is a point where it's a...
Yeah, like a year ago, I wouldn't have thought to buy anything other than pails and IPAs for me or the podcast. But now I'm like, all right, mm-hmm. let's try this one, this style. So, but yeah, pails and IPAs are the only thing I feel confident about mm-hmm. giving any kind of criticism on. Still, so any of the other styles, I wouldn't put myself out there and saying this is challenge anybody on the taste of it or anything. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Hmm. That's why you guys are here.
Yes, that's why we're here.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought we were just cool to hang out with.
Oh, that too.
I'll just be drinking my sour brown for the rest of the show. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the fourth different beer we've had. Now we got to go for a fifth, since the sour brown is just going so quickly.
There's a little bit there.
He's in the bomber. All right, I'll finish it off.
Fresno Summers.
You got to finish it off.
Yeah. Fresno Summers. It's getting hot now. Finally starting to get hot.
Summertime.
We'll be podcasting by the pool here pretty soon.
Yay.
Podcasting. Or you guys will at least have to jump in the pool after you ride here.
Yeah.
Podcasting in the pool. Just put all the equipment on the floaty.
Yep.
That's got to be safe.
Oh, yeah. That's totally safe.
Totally safe.
Water, electricity, it's...
Walk into Guitar Center. Is this waterproof? Okay, thanks.
Nothing's wrong with that.
What? Two-thirds of our equipment is battery-powered, so...
We're still doing voicemails.
Oh, what? There's another...
Hello, Mikey. This is Chris Cabalcarillo.
That's a Dorktown one. Sorry.
Oh, sure. Rub it in.
First of all, from... Werebear, the band Werebear.
Werebear.
What happened to them?
I was driving my Volkswagen bus the other day, and I came across the Fresno Covers Fresno CD.
Oh, yes.
CD player, and Werebear did cover a song.
Fresno Urban Sound Experience. Fresno Covers Fresno.
Nice.
So that's relevant to me.
No, but here's a voicemail for
the Perfect Four.
Play.
Hey, Perfect Four Podcast, James from Bakersfield calling again. Just got back from the Eureka Burger Firestone dinner that we had. David Walker showed up, Doug the Professional. Damn. Was an incredible event. Parabola, Aggressic from Barrel Works, Double Jack, Wookie, Easy Jack, just all the Jacks. anyway...
All the
Jacks. You guys were there. It was an incredible event. Can't wait to this new podcast. I've been waiting for like days now. Anyway, you guys have a good time. Bearded Brewer 87. Got to meet him Saturday at House of Pendragon. Coolest guy in the world. We're BFFs now. Anyway, had some beers. Sorry. Bearded Brewer, you're my buddy. Talk to you guys later. Shouts out, Perfect Four.
They cut him off, so.
Damn it.
But he got enough in there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You met up with him, huh? At House of Pendragon?
This was not planned. This was not planned at all. So, obviously, with the Tioga Beer Garden, we close up at like 7 p.m. So, what happens after 7 p.m.? Tommy over in Clovis is still open.
He's still open.
So, we closed that place down, said, GTFO people. Not really. We like our customers. And we had an after party. All the Tioga people. It was like we didn't plan for Adrian to show up, but he showed up. And we walk in, and there's Doug from Firestone, which is the big sales rep for the Valley.
Cool.
And then there's a little guy named James H. I think he goes by
James H.
You know, just somebody left us a voicemail.
That's some Bakersfield guy.
And he walks up to me, and he's like, "You're Matt, the Bearded Brewer." And I was like, "Yes, I am. How'd you know this? Do I owe you money?" And so, yeah, we got to sit around.
I've got your money right here.
We got to sit around and have some beer and talk Firestone and talk, you know, what he does down in that area and why he ends up at so many cool places and whatnot. And
what's he doing there? Is it beer related?
Yes.
Wow.
He's never really officially announced over social media, so I don't know how far.
Yeah, maybe
but
he wants to give it
he has a good hand in the beer industry down there.
Cool.
So he just happened to be in town.
The huge person from Firestone was in Bakersfield.
Yeah, so
they like my beer.
They happened to be in town.
Do you like my beer?
James is staying at his sister's house.
You drinking my beer, are you?
That's kind of what he actually sounds like.
My Dave Walker impression.
Aye. Drinking my beer, eh?
What you guys think of my beer?
Think of my beer here in Bakersfield.
Yeah, it was Doug, not Dave, though.
Oh. All right.
Different guys. It would be. I think Tommy would have been white as a ghost if, you know, Walker was there, but.
It was a Walker. That's all that matters.
But yes, no, James was staying at his sister's house and she was like, "Oh, you got to try this amazing place down the street. It's called House of Pendragon." And he's like, "Yeah, I know what it is."
I know more than you.
Yes.
I know more than you.
Yeah. But it was awesome to run into them. And it was one of those internet life meets real life type things.
Woo! Let's see. Now that we have destinations, beer destinations now. More
cred.
Like that stuff's gonna happen.
It's cool. I got it.
We have street cred places. How's the beer garden going? You're a full time Tioga Sequoia employee now.
No,
you're no longer at the gastropub.
I'm full time committed.
Yeah.
No.
They don't give you 40 hours there yet?
I did get 40 hours last week. All right, good. I am there more often than not now. It's kicking off well. We finally finalized our schedule for May. We posted it on our website. All that stuff's good to go. Our license is there. We're getting all kinds of new signage and beers and growlers, and it's just going insane. So, yeah. With all this new territory for myself, I have taken a step back from the gastropub. I might continue to go there. I might just relieve my hours to the other employees, as that place is always changing and always looking to, you know, succeed. So I think it's my road to Tioga's improving.
Yay. Fresno getting better. Craft beer keeps growing.
There's so many different hand movements.
And the Bearded Brewer is fully engulfed in it.
Yeah, so if you have problems with it, I might care.
All right. Bean car drinking. What beers have you guys been drinking this past week that may interest me or the listener?
No, God. Nothing.
Well, Nick.
What?
You're sleeping over there.
I sleep now.
You wake up and you tell me what beer you drink.
I drink. Yes, very nice. I had, oh Lord, I think the latest and greatest was Hoptimum.
Oh, Hoptimum.
Yes, not a new beer to the podcast, but This year's edition.
Just out now?
I think so.
It's new, yeah. I'm like, are you drinking from
and I had it,
most of yours?
Yeah, last year's. I saved it. It ages well.
It might.
No,
it doesn't. Shut up.
You
hops don't age, you dumbass.
Yeah. Get back to drinking IPAs. Fresh on tap at Popolo's Pizza.
Aha!
Very nice with pizza. I recommend the Garden Party with Optima.
Garden Party, huh?
Yeah. And
doesn't sound meaty enough for me.
That's what you said. But, yes.
Damn, well, that's actually cool that Popolo's got that. I wouldn't expect that to be the place. I did get lunch to go there the other day. Had I saw Optimum, I probably would have just stayed there
for lunch. Damn it. It was epic. I said, you have these? He's all, yes. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He joined you in your Russian accent talk.
Yes.
He said, you have these?
He said,
da, we have these.
Yes, yes. In glass, yes.
Yes. Pour now.
Pour now for me.
For me, yes.
Yes.
What else, Nick?
More Sierra Nevada delights.
More.
I found another, not that it's the only one in Fresno, but for some reason we got another batch of the four-way IPA four-pack from Sierra Nevada's.
Yeah. I've seen that around town.
Yeah. And so I got that. And I very much enjoyed the Snow Wit this time.
Oh.
I think because of the warmer weather.
Mm-hmm.
That one is a nice summertime drinker.
I
foresee many of those going down.
I remember that.
White beers are always very temperamental, if you will.
I'm looking forward to beer pool rafting with the beer season to begin.
You're talking like Kern River or not Kern River?
No, Kings River? We're talking about pool in the backyard.
Pool in the backyard. That kind of rafting.
Yeah. I am kind of jealous of you for that. You'd be like, am I going to do anything productive today? Yep, I'm going to drink a beer in the pool.
Watch my kid swim while I drink.
Yep.
So I can be at top of my game in case some sort of pool drowning accident happens. I'm there.
Do me a solid. Don't drown. I got a beer.
Hey, kid, don't do something crazy. I'm drinking over here.
I don't want to get any salt water in my beer.
Salt water? We don't have a salt water pool.
Oh.
We're not that cool.
Sorry. You're north of Shaw now.
So yeah, I'm not. I'm real on the border. So, if you're north of Herndon, you have a saltwater pool.
Okay, that's how it is.
Yeah, south of Herndon, no saltwater pool.
Mm.
All chlorine. Well, that's it, Nick.
That's it.
All right. Well, a bearded brewer. I know you had a huge knee deep experience.
Oh yeah, so. It's like my cheers and random stories are all mixing together. But I did have some knee-deep fall upon me. So I did get to enjoy two bottles of the Citra, which is their extra pale.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful beer.
It's part of mine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when I was at House of Pendragon, I did venture out and get their Zealous, which is their oatmeal stout. Oatmeal coffee stout, which was beautiful. I've been having a lot of go-to beers, so the 99 Golden Ale has been wonderful in this warmer evenings as far as a beer. My last outing, I did go to Strummer's, and I had a Yellow Pils. That was kind of my I'm having a beer and not getting too wasted type of evening. And then I also had Hoptimum. I had it draft a few weeks ago, but I did bring a bottle home from the Spoke Easy's. And I did enjoy that the other evening. So those would be my been caught drinking.
Well,
what about yourself, Mikey?
I've been, thanks to Barho's Bells, aka Bells from Dorktown Podcast,
Barho's
via Soul, another friend. I've been drinking quite a bit of Pliny.
Yeah.
And some Blind Pig as well.
You poor bastard.
Yeah. I think my phone has been blowing up like two or three nights each week because it's like Bearded Brewer, Pliny. I'm not even there.
Hey, Bearded Brewer, I'm drinking Pliny. So yeah, I just went through a long stretch of not having any Pliny. And then all of a sudden, two different deliveries of Pliny came, thanks to Bell's. So
can't spread it out, huh?
And so
or nothing.
All or nothing. Yeah, that's the way it's been. And then, you know, Pliny, you just got to drink that crap. You can't just sit around with it.
Clearly,
but I do have one left
on the box.
Clearly tells you. I have one left in there if you guys want to get to it tonight or this episode. But
let me go make some room.
We do have a couple other beers here now before I finish caught drinking here. Mm. There's one that's wrapped up secret-like.
Do we want to do the mystery beer from Brian?
It's a mystery.
The mystery beer from Brian.
The one he intended to give to us?
All right. Well, we should do that then before we stop here.
All right. I'll allow somebody to open that up while I sip on my lawfully.
Okay.
Nick, can you reach?
I got longer arms.
But I also had...
is this too loud?
Oh,
I don't
know. The mystery opening.
Is this...
Sounds like a sturdy bag there. Is that a Ziploc?
It's a healthy Ziploc. That must be a freezer
bag. That must have been sent to you then. He's opening
it. As we unravel the prize, we see that it is...
What is... Oh, Midas Touch.
It's a Midas Touch.
Oh, ho, Dogfish Head.
So a beer we talked about.
I've been needing to have this one.
And a beer we've not.
Handcrafted ancient ale. I've had an old ale. I've never had an ancient ale.
That's ancient, bro.
It's the Midas Touch.
The Egyptians brewed this beer.
And now you have.
In 500 BC.
Egyptians do have beer.
Hopefully that's somewhere close to when the Egyptians existed, because otherwise it must sound stupid.
So what style is this now? I confuse. Beer. Beer style.
It's beer style.
So
this would be a beer cocktail.
Nope.
The whole biggest thing about this beer is... Of course, there's a lot of barley in it, and there's the honey, blah, blah, blah. But it has saffron in it, which is part of a flower. So it's not something you see every day, not something that people advertise in beer.
Donovan made this beer? Nobody? Okay.
Bueller. Sorry.
Damn it.
Bueller. So the beer is going around right now, Midas Touch. So. Heard a lot about it.
I've had this beer on draft, but I haven't had it.
Oh, you've had it on draft, huh?
Yeah, the Peeves Public House has ended
Peeves
up
had
with.
This on draft?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
More than twice.
Seen it, but never tried it.
So, we talked about this beer, talked how we never had it, and it is now here. It's,
I'm not getting a whole lot from it. The nose.
The nose?
The smell.
It always knows. Oh, sorry, that was close.
So
the
grape and saffron is the two smells that you're getting in there. They're back there.
I smell bubblegum.
So, yeah, bubblegum would be a good description of it.
Oh,
you
wow.
Some double bubble.
See, that's just that you placed it in my head, and now I'm getting bubblegum. I'm tasting
big game
it.
Big chew in there.
I'm tasting it. I would never have thought of that to put bubblegum on it unless you said that.
God, it's the grape flavored. What was the plastic bottle you twist the top off? Not the Capri Suns.
Oh, what was this? Squeegees.
Squeegees. My favorite drink ever.
Squishy, squashies.
Squashies.
But, yeah, it's like
that. Wheezing the juice.
This is crazy, man. It's my nice touch.
But this is a beautiful beer. You don't normally get, I don't know.
Gumball machine beer.
I don't think grapes or saffron are ever really highlighted in a beer. I can't think of much.
A highly carbonated catacomb brew.
There you go.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, the grape's really strong.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. This is like a wine. It's got a sweet and dry thing going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of carbonation. Not lots, but more than usual.
There's some bubbliness going on.
Bubbly.
to finish my Ben Cott.
You're still talking?
I'm still drinking.
You can't leave off on Pliny, can you?
Nope. You think you would end just by Pliny. But inspired by our last episode, I got a 12-pack of Kona variety pack.
Yes.
Oh.
And I was like, what do I get? I'm at the store. There's a Kona that was on sale, $11.
You mean you're at Save Mart.
Save Mart. Not a whole lot of choices, but there are choices. I'm like, what the hell? 11 something for that Kona. Haven't had it a long time. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it in the last episode. So I got it. It's got Fire Rock in there, Fire Rock. Longboard.
Uh-huh.
What's the other one?
The Big Wave.
The Blue. Yeah, Big Wave.
Big Wave.
And then they have a secret, the seasonal one, but they don't tell you on the box.
No.
You just have to roll the dice. And it was their Kona Brown, which is good brown.
Ghost in the podcast.
I just dropped a pin.
Oh, damn it. You should have said ghost, dropped a pin.
But yeah, the Fire Rock, I haven't had it in so long. And like I said, I was raving about it last time because I used to drink all the time. And
when you were actually in.
Before Hawaii. I really got involved in craft beer, but. And it's just like so, it's so not hoppy. now that I go back to it, it's interesting to have. That is one of the few beers that I drank a lot that's still, still a decent beer that I haven't drank since fully crossing over into the craft beerdom. And to go back to it now from what I had envisioned in my head is like completely different. So it's just like so. It still is not a bad beer. It just tastes like a very, very mild pale now.
Wow. So you remember compared it being crazy hoppy before?
Yeah, I'm very crazy hoppy, but just like, this is like, woo, I'm going crazy right now with this.
Look at me.
But now it's just like so muted tasting.
Like you would have
Are we still talking about beer or one of your ex-girlfriends?
I don't know anymore. You're confusing me.
Once you go back, it's just not the same.
Yeah, right. And then I also had a knee deep the Citra, and it was really good. I hadn't had it in a while, and I was like, "Whoa, man, why haven't I not had this in a while?"
Damn it!
Yes,
I highly advise drinking one.
Yeah,
in your near future. So, looking out, what are you guys looking for right now? Anything?
Well, I was looking for La Folie.
Look at that.
So, ditto.
Coming in. Bearded Brewer. Comes through.
Fix that quick.
Bearded Brewer.
Check. Big check mark on my notebook. Check. Next to that. Another one I am interested in trying is the Sprocket Beer.
Sprocket. Oh, that, yes.
Sprockets. Glad we must dance.
That was one I wanted to put on there. I forgot.
Oh, good. Good going.
I've been seeing that bottle. I'm like, I didn't even know what
it looks good.
I didn't know what it was. I just look at the bottle. I'm like, oh, it's an awesome bottle. I want it.
Yeah, I still do.
But then I saw Bill the fucking Science Guy.
Ah, nice.
Had it. And then I finally looked at the style, and it's like a Kolsch? Is it?
Yeah, it was interesting. It is a Kolsch, but it's not. Damn it. What was it? I don't know.
But it's not standard Kolsch.
No, there's something else with it that made it look
something
really
else going on crazy with it.
Really interesting.
But Bill the fucking Science Guy liked it, so.
Well, then Bill, it's got to be good.
I respect what his opinion.
Bill.
What happened to that guy?
Bill the fucking Science Guy.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
He's there. He's out there.
He's out there. He's just chilling.
He's liking all the Instagramming.
And
well, he does have new child, so he has dialed it back. And
I empathize.
I knew there was a reason. And then I don't know if you guys saw this. I'm sad I missed it. Hopefully, more of these come around. But there was a mammoth invasion in Fresno.
Where?
Mm-hmm.
Donde?
Donde? So, Jurica Burger.
Oh.
Did a steal a glass, I think, last Tuesday.
I've been missing. I'm always at work. Damn it.
And it was Mammoth's El Capitan
mm-hmm.
and Dos Osos.
Oh.
And I was like, man, I just couldn't make it to Eureka in time. So hopefully those two come around. But
I haven't. I haven't seen those.
For people that are listening, though, it was last week, but as in real time, it was yesterday.
Oh, yes. Okay. Check.
Check.
So I will be looking out for those two to come around, because we do get a wee bit mammoth around here.
Yeah.
Hopefully those two come around. Update on the Sprocket beer. It's a black rye Kolsch style.
All right. That's the one. The black rye was the added.
The other one.
Hmm. Sounds interesting. What? Who made it? I didn't even know who made it.
Apparently it's another stone brew. But is it? It's got like the vague labeling, like Stochasticity Project.
Oh, okay.
So I think they're trying to be sneaky once again.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because that's Stochasticity. If you don't know, you didn't even know it's from stone. If you didn't know, no.
Yeah.
No.
If you're not on Beer Advocate.
Right,
in,
right.
In the forums all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking out. Well, I also had some lunch at Popolo's the other day.
Mm.
Unfortunately, I was on the clock, so I couldn't have beer.
Damn it.
But I did look at their tap, the heads up tap thing when you walk in the hallway.
Yes.
In lieu of, you can't see their taps, but they'll put the tap heads out there in the waiting room so you at least know what's on tap.
To tantalize mm-hmm. you.
Yeah. And they have the Easy Jack on tap. Been looking for that in town. And
really?
You pointed out it popped, or another listener, too. Listener pointed out that it's out there at the BevMo.
Clovis BevMo.
Whole Foods, I saw a big display.
Whole Foods has it now?
I didn't partake because I knew I was already spending like $20 on dinner.
Yeah.
So I didn't partake with
craft beer. Craft beer can get a little, you can get away from you, the money. But so I need to get back to Popolo's before that Easy Jack is gone off tap.
Awesome.
I want to get back there. Then Modern Times just teased the hell out of us on Twitter. their tap room. They've got a booming Rollers IPA. If it's in their tap room, I assume it's just something they're testing out. And then, I don't know. It's from Modern Times, and then it's an IPA. It sounds damn good.
Yeah.
I want to have it.
I must have.
And then their Black House, and they're pouring a bourbon barrel-aged Black House. And then also a Nitro Black House.
Oh, Lord.
Like, damn it. Why am I not in San Diego?
Let's just move to San Diego. Let's just get it over with already.
So somebody send those in like in a growler.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Just send
just
it.
Just send it.
Do us a solid.
It'll make it.
M. Sardina, just drive up.
Yeah, and come on. Beer. Come on, Mike. Is there anything Bearded Brewer you're looking to try right now?
I want to try the Easy Jack. I've heard a lot of good reviews about it.
Oh, interesting.
I had
Slammage.
I think it was on my Instagram. Somebody actually rated the like top five beers or something like that. I can't remember. But it was, I guess that's kind of it. I kind of remember there was two beers I forgot my bin caught drinking, but I'll save that for next week. There's not much I'm looking out for. I've kind of gotten everything that I wanted.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
You had all those knee deeps. Brought to you. Well, you didn't you get to hang out with one of the Knee Deep co-founders? Came to Tioga?
Yeah, it happened.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You had Bitter Brewers big timing us now, Nick.
Okay. So, do you want to just get to cheers so I can finally talk about all these people? Okay.
It's time for cheers!
So I was at House of Pendragon. I got to meet James H., which we already talked about that. Which is Big Game J on 21 on Instagrams. I got to meet Doug Firestone, and he was pretty awesome. So those are my first two cheers. So these are cheers of real-life people.
Real people.
And then I did get to meet Jeremy, which is the Hoptologist, or Knee Deep Brewing. Not the co, but Knee Deep Brewing on Instagram.
All right.
And he happened to be passing through town, headed down to Visalia last weekend for their brew fest.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped by and said hello to us.
Nice.
So we got to swap swag and swap beer and talk beer and show him our facility. And
whatnot. And granted, he would have loved it if we hopped the hell out of all of our beers, which is true. Need
he's
know,
a big hophead.
Yes, but they were at least good hop suggestions. It wasn't just like, dude, you need to add hops to it. He's like, if you add the Simcoe and the Summit to this beer, it would be amazing. So he had good recommendations. And then Hector, or thy big homie, he's come down to Tioga a few times. So it was nice to see him. And then there's Frankie Valesco. He helps down at Quinoa, which is Howie and Sons, or, you know, down in that area.
Yeah.
He helps out there, and he came to town and whatnot. Of course, I'm thanking John for the bringing us the beer, you know, the Midas Touch and the Founders. And could I choose let me pull up my Untappd here.
Let's all wait for the Bearded Brewer to pull out his Untappd.
Manny
Bearded
G.
Brewer, Area 87.
Manny G. And all the social media. Hole just sent me a friend request. Let's see. I don't care. Who cares about any of these Untappd
people? Yeah, what the fuck.
My last cheer will be Lady Beerlove. She was at House of Pendragon the other night, and she's awesome.
Ooh, pour in the microphone.
For our last on-air beer episode, this one, I got this one at Whole Foods. This is one I referenced, I had at the opening gala at San Francisco Beer Week from Bison Brewery, their organic brewer, Kermit the Hop.
Double
Simcoe IPA from Bison. And this was one of my favorite ones from the gala, and I have not had it since, so we'll see. I'm curious to see what you guys
does it
think of it too.
Hold up.
It's a very awesome name for IPA.
Yeah.
Kermit the Hop.
I'm so glad we're past the point where me talking now.
Now he's like, I'm off the clock. I'm going to drink. I'm off the beer clock.
I don't even have to bike sideways home.
Oh, so. Yeah. You got a lift.
I'm going to get a lift, bro.
Lifed.
So, Nick, Lifed. You have any cheers for us?
Sure. Why not? But first things
first. First, I must pour beer.
I am too excited about this, the way you guys talked about this. At the
it's got a fun smell, huh?
What is that funny smell? Why does it smell like green?
It's
things?
Green, yeah. Very
Kermit's
plant.
Nuts.
It's actually green, too. I swear this is a green beer. Look at that. It's freaking green in the glass.
It is. What did they do?
Cloudy.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to see through it.
It is hard to see through it.
You don't see through it, actually.
Doubles are typically not filtered. Just throwing that
but
out.
But it has this green tinge to it, I swear. I'm not making this
up. I'm seeing it.
You guys are seeing things. You guys are acting a little funny.
Now, a little funny. Now you're funny too.
Hey, thank you for getting that reference.
Clock on the wall says 3 o'clock.
Look, man.
That doesn't.
Come on down here. He came down here. Said, what you want?
That doesn't confront me, as long as I get my money by Friday.
That don't confront me. What do you think of this, Kermit the Hop?
Terrible. Take it back.
I'm still stuck on this Midas Touch.
Call her down. Uh-oh. Organic Dan.
Oh,
right,
yeah. We got a lot of different things going on here. This Kermit the Hop's good, though.
Somebody call Organic Dan. Tell him he messed up. I want a refund.
Was that your glass? Or
hopefully. To be honest, I'm not sure which end that came out of. There's lots of noises going on over here.
I heard that one.
It's the studio ghost. Shows up on Dorktown and Perfect Pour.
This almost smelled like soap when I first put my nose up to it. Not as in a soap and a bad thing, but as in I would not mind smelling like this.
Hop soap. There you go. New business venture.
Yeah, you get that green food coloring or something.
I almost had hop soap made for us, but that kind of didn't happen.
What do you guys think of it? For reals.
Like it?
Simcoe's a good hop, so.
I did get this a couple weeks ago, but
oh well,
it's totally, still phew, yeah. I could taste so 2 weeks.
I could taste.
It's totally fridge. Organic, dudes.
It's organic. It's got to be harder. I mean, it is. We talked to the beer wench about it and how it's very. It's difficult.
All right.
Difficult, much more difficult to run everything organically than a regular.
I got to go down this brewer. It's not always easy being green.
Oh, there you go.
Sexy organic hops.
Sexy ones.
Always easy to come by. This year we scored hella hyphen organic Simcoe. And finally,
Bay Area slang.
Yeah, I was going to say, who was that on that was Northern California? Brew Dogs, that's what it was.
Brew Dogs.
They were in Brew Dogs in Northern California.
And finally brewed a palate-wrecking double IPA, our hoppiest beer ever.
Ever.
Drinking green never tasted this good. Boom. So we got boom, hella,
boom,
ever, palate-wrecking. And this is all the words of Dan.
Sure.
Good job.
Good job, Dan.
I advise people to pick up a Kermit the Hop.
Lieutenant Dan would too.
I like it.
I think it was a $9 bottle.
Oh, I Lord, I don't like it now.
If I remember correctly.
This is good.
Eight or nine.
In all my beer experience, I approve.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
All right. Cheers to Soul, my buddy Soul. Just started brewing. Got a couple of his beers in the fridge. We have too many beers to get to.
Sorry, guys.
Home brews, but
craft beer problems.
It's probably my fault. So
you guys haven't brewed in a while, huh?
Let's not talk about that.
Well, you guys have been off the brewing map
for now.
Garage Door Brewing is down, or just you guys being involved with Garage Door Brewing?
No, Garage Door Brewing is going through renovations, and they will be up and running again next month.
All right.
Yes.
Tell us some brew day stories.
He's building a shop to brew in, so.
We're not catering to the brewers enough here.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Need you guys. I need to do a brew day.
Brew day. Brew dog brew day. We brewed fog from Scotland.
Yeah. We brought fog from Scotland.
Cheers to James, Big Game J, for the voicemails.
Oh, yeah.
Always epic. Cheers to John. He's the one that posted to the Facebooks about where to find the Easy Jack.
All right, yeah.
That was pretty cool. Looking out for us.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Cheers.
Look out for us, guys.
Cheers to another Facebook friend, Adrian. He says we should take the Esquire challenge on how to not get drunk and drink.
Oh, beer. The Fleischmann's.
Did you hear about this? The yeast thing.
What's his name from?
Some guy that apparently knows
some a lot Boston about beer. Guy.
Yeah.
That
drinks, never gets drunk.
Never gets drunk.
So,
yeah, I wonder if that's true. And like, even if it is, like, I don't want to sit there and even have a tablespoon of yeast every beer.
That's a lot of work. Yeah.
It's just too. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, that's just too much work.
That's. And a lot of yeast to be carrying around.
Yeah. I'm going to carry that little bottle of Fleischmann's yeast around with me.
Sure.
Nah, come on.
Cough medicine, say.
Yeah, see?
Take a spoonful. That's got to taste lovely.
I do. I hear some of the new Belgium guys, they will actually chug a little pint of yeast.
Uh-huh.
Kind of just consider that a daily vitamin thing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's another thing.
A pint of yeast or a spoonful of powdered.
Yeah.
Bread yeast.
Maybe a small tumbler.
Yes, okay. I think there's a difference in the two.
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't sound like it would work, but I guess. But I'm like, okay, if it prevents a hangover, sure. But then it's essentially not making you drunk either. So I'm like,
what's the point?
Maybe on a beer festival that would be good.
Okay. Where you're trying to maintain.
Yeah, you're trying to maintain and try as many beers as possible.
Right.
Then that would be good.
But
in a normal situation where you're like, I'm not driving. Mm-hmm. I just want to have beer. I don't want to not have any alcohol effects.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. What do you guys, somebody try it.
Okay. No.
No. Not going to do it.
Not it.
When I worked at a bar had...
well, there you go. A bartender could just have that.
So a bartender, when there's 14-plus taps, you don't have time to sit there and drink 14 pints. So if you do your 2 to 3 ounces of each beer, you can kind of get tasting notes. So somebody's like, does that taste like gasoline? You're like, no, it doesn't. It's actually quite, you know, pleasant.
So. It's more pleasant than gasoline, actually.
Yes.
And that sometimes that will sell a beer.
Beer, more pleasant than gasoline.
There you go. We just figured out your marketing beer.
I think that's the beer you need to make a beer cocktail with. One just above beer.
Just above beer. Gasoline. Just above gasoline.
Yes.
There
that's,
you,
your beer. That's the beer you're
you
going to
Yeah, go ahead and cocktail it up go there with that one. All right, thanks everyone for listening to The Perfect Pour. This is episode 43. PerfectPourPodcast.com. If you want to go there, take you to our Podbean page where it has all the important links, like emailing us, PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. On social media, at Perfect Pour Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Perfect Pour Pod on the Facebook. Talk to Nick.
Hey,
he's waiting for you to talk to him.
No.
Is somebody on there?
It's just Facebook telling me your post is doing better than the rest.
Yeah. Facebook's like, hey, you want to really pump this post up? Give us some money.
Give us some money.
Does it all the time. And also Google Plus. This has been The Perfect Pour Sunburns!